message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
For giving me this privilege, sir, God will continually bless you and increase you. Do you know it's a privilege to be married to your pastor? It's a great privilege. Sir, I do not take this for granted, and I will forever be grateful to God for this. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. Tonight, we're going to be teaching shortly on supernatural settlement via the word. Supernatural settlement via the word. Somebody say the word of God. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and void. That means the earth was without settlement. And darkness was upon the face of the earth, the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3. And God said. Somebody say God said. And God said. That God said there is what? The word of God. And God said, let there be light. And as he said it, there was light. Settlements. One of the major things you can weigh of getting supernatural settlement is via the word of God. In the beginning, Yoruba version would say, there's a way the Yorubas will call it. It means without form and void. No settlement. Nothing was in place. And God said, that God said, you will find it a lot of times in that Genesis chapter 1. And God said, it is in verse 6. And God said in verse 9. And God said in verse 11. And God said in verse 14. And God said in verse 20. Verse 24, God said. And God said, verse 26. And as he said, for every of those times, something was happening. Something was being settled. The firmament was being settled. The earth was settled. The heavens were settled. The seas were settled. Everything at his word, there is settlement. That's why I know tonight, at his word, your life will be settled. I said your life will be settled. The word of God is the origin for supernatural settlement. We are created via the word. Can be sustained via that word. The word of God is essential. In Micah chapter 2 verse 7, made me to understand that the word of God is for the good, is for our own good. The word of God is for our own good. Micah 2 verse 7. The word of God is for our own good. Oh, that thou art named the latter phrase. Is the spirit of the Lord strengthened? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly? The word of God is for good. And I know that good in your life will emerge from tonight in the name of Jesus. We were created in the word of God. What builds a man? Acts 20 verse 32. The word of God builds a man. The word of God builds a man. The word of God builds a man. It's able to build you, to sustain you. Acts 20, 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to do what? To build you up. And to do what? And to give you an inheritance. What does that mean? Settlement. The word of God is able to build you up. To build is to move you from zero to hero. To build is to move you from a non-entity to a celebrity. To build means to move you from a level of a singlehood to a maritalhood. That's settlement. Move you from an ailing person, healing, someone that is sick, to someone that has good health. That is building. It builds you. To build is not in one day. It takes a lot of time to build. It depends on how committed you can be to that building, financially and physically. That determines how fast your building will rise up. For you and you and you tonight, your building shall rise up speedily in the name of Jesus. The word of God builds and gives you your inheritance. It gives you your inheritance. That means if you are not building, you can't get your inheritance. If you are not building, you can't get your inheritance. Hallelujah. You know something? It is not enough to know the word of God. But it is more enough to have an encounter with that word. Many people know the word, but don't have an encounter. You know, back in those days, we used to say some people are spirit coco. Oh, awarded. I don't know if some of us have experienced it. For me, I have experienced it. I love something that attracts me to. Most times, I get attracted to somebody who is awarded. That's me. When I see that this person is... naturally get attracted until I'm able to decipher or sense, discern if it is true. Not every worded person is true. The devil is also worded too. So that's what I'm saying, that it takes the word and encounter to get your settlement. Let me give you an illustration so that I can explain better. You can have the word. If you don't have an encounter, you can't have your settlement. You know, to have an encounter is to live on that word, to believe in that word, and to act in that word. You know, for example, now, maybe you were told, okay, you're trusting God for a spouse, right? And you say, the word, you know the word that regards that. It says, none shall lack her own mate. I know, none shall lack her own mate. You know that word, right? But for you to be settled by that word, the following day, you are looking morose. You have a long face. Somebody now asks you, Sister A, what's wrong with you? You now say, oh, it's the matters arising. No man has come yet. What are you just doing? You are contradicting yourself. You know the word, but you haven't had an encounter from that word. I don't know if some of us are trying to, I'm trying to clarify, but being settled via the word. And you know, so also too, it happens, probably you have something around your body. We are not feeling too well. You understand? And then you say, he himself took our infirmities and he bore our sicknesses. You know that word. And then all of a sudden, you start feeling headache. It is just in one side of your head. You are claiming that word. After a while, you open your phone. You check Google. Effect of headache from one side. The thing pops up and gives you makakoko koteshe. You will now say, ah, I think I have makakoko koteshe. I don't want to claim any sickness. That's why I'm just saying that. You now start looking for the symptoms of that makakoko koteshe. They said this is leg pains them from the left. The following day, you now start watching that left leg to see if it will start manifesting. Many Christians do that. And that is why we have not been able to get our settlement. We have not been able to get our inheritance from the word. To know the word is separate. To have an encounter through that word, that is what settles you as an individual. Brethren, look at an example of somebody that got that word was Abraham, our father Abraham. God told him in Genesis chapter 12, and something happened. God spoke to Abraham, leave your house, leave your country, leave your kindred. It's not easy. At 75, all he has ever worked for, he has always lived in his father's house. There has not been any record before of God speaking to somebody that he knows that said leave and then the person prospers. He didn't have any, but he just believes the word of God. And the Bible says, and Abraham departed. You know something? He didn't just hear the word. He had an encounter via that word. And he believed so much in the word. But the Bible says that his belief was claimed to him as what? Righteousness. Why? Because he was a man that believed. It is high time we stepped up from the level of knowing the word and acting on the word, believing in that word. And using that, sorry, I'm going to digress a little bit. I don't know if some of us have watched this movie, Abejoye. Oh, my. I love that movie. You know something? There's something I want us to pick from that. I don't know if some of us have watched it. That man, when he first gave his life to Christ, knew the only thing he knew was that the Egyptian, Red Sea, God bless you, said the Egyptians. And he didn't just know the word. He had an encounter. And they use that Red Sea to conquer even those that have been Methuselah in Christ. People that have known God for two. It is not how long you have known. It's not how long you have been giving your life to Christ that matters. How do you have an encounter with the word you read? Some of us read the Bible and then we are done. That's not the word. Read and have an encounter and get your benefits. Tonight you will be settled. I said tonight you will be settled. You know something? God gave Abraham the word in Genesis chapter 12. He said, move from your kindred. Leave that place. And I will bless you. Because of my time, I'm not able to read all the scriptures. I'll just paraphrase. If you're interested in that, you can go back and read further. In Genesis chapter 14, something happened to Abraham. He was called that his cousin, Lot, was in trouble. So he needed to go for battle. He went to battle. And then in Genesis chapter 14, if you get there, I want us to quickly read that. Genesis 14. I just want to speak something. When he got there, Genesis chapter 14, I can't find the verse, but I think I'll try to find it. All right. He fought and he won. But something amazing. Normally in those days, when kings, that's how kings usually get a lot of their wealth. When they go to battle, and once they are able to win the battle, everything that they have conquered in that place belongs to them. That's how they get a lot of wealth, a lot of gold, a lot of. So Abraham conquered, brought back the people and the resources. But you know something? I want to believe that the encounter that Father Abraham had in Genesis chapter 12 gave him something. I want us to look at Genesis 14, verse 21. And the king of Sodom said unto Abraham, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. That is after he had fought the battle. Verse 22. And Abraham said, media, please, can you help me project so that they can? I want us to read along. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. Verse 23. That I, Abraham, will not take a thread, even to a shoe latchet. I will not take any media. I will not take anything that is dying, lest thou should say, I have made Abraham rich. You know something that I got from that verse? Abraham defined himself when God called him. God told him in Genesis chapter 12 and said, I will bless you. He could have taken those riches and moved on. But he decided to define himself because of the encounter he had with the word. He said, look, my own riches is not from you. It is from God. Why? Because of that encounter that he had. And nobody, we are still saying Abraham's blessings are mine till date. His kind of blessing was not limited. It was a transgenerational kind of blessing. May the Lord settle us tonight. I don't know if somebody got that. Having a word is different. Having an encounter from that word. From tonight, as you study his word, may you have an encounter in the name of Jesus. I say, may you have an encounter. Quickly, I'll just go to a few points of how does the word of God settle you supernaturally. How does the word of God settle you supernaturally? Number one, the word of God is the raw material for creation. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 5 that we read earlier is the raw material for creation. And God said, and there was. And God said, and there was. And God said, and there was. It's the raw material. God used the word to create the whole world. He used his words to create the world. That means we carry the genes of God. If you must create, you must use the word. You need healing, use the word. You need prosperity, use the word. If you must create your inheritance, use the word to build up for yourself your inheritance. In John chapter 2, verse 5 to 7, there was a story of a couple. That's the wedding of a Cana in Galilee. Something happened. The couple were about to be embarrassed. But something happened. Jesus showed up. And Mary said, quickly, they don't have wine again. Jesus answered and said, what is my case with you, woman? That enough should have said it. But you know, Mary said unto them, he said, do anything, he says. That means his word is the solution. His word will create. Where there is lack, it will create plenty. For you tonight, I don't know where you are needing or where you are crying more. The word of God will settle you in that area tonight in the name of Jesus. I say his word will settle you tonight in the name of Jesus. And he quickly told them, he said, fill up the pot with water. And you know something? As they filled up with water, there was wonders. Because in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26, there's water and the word is symbolic. Ephesians 5 verse 26, we can just go and check it later. The water and the word. When you are filled, the full of water was the word. When you are filled with the word, there will be manifestation. The water was filled up to the brim and there was manifestation. Brethren, this year, be determined. Fill up your life with the word and your life will not be dry of manifestation. I decree concerning you that you will not be dry of manifestation. You will not be dry of manifestation. Maritally, you will not be dry. Physically, you will not be dry. Business-wise, you will not be dry. Financially, you will not be dry. People will see you and testify that of a truth the Lord has settled you. That shall be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Is somebody saying a good amen? If you need God to settle you in any area, load your life with the word of God in that area and you will see him manifest. If you need the word of God in any area, you need healing. Create the word of God is it's a way we create. It's a raw material for creation. You need healing. You know, I'm amazed sometimes many Christians value drugs, physical drugs, than the word of God. A lot of times. And there is a bitter truth. Every drug, I have doctors in the house, I'm sure they can testify, every drug has side effects now. Somehow, yes or no, let's tell each other the truth. They have side effects. Pastor Moshebi has always said it before. Every drug, and I am yet to see one drug that cures all. Bobonishi, I have not seen. There's one drug, it cures migraine, it cures malaria, it cures typhoid. As it's curing typhoid, it's curing cancer. Have you ever seen such drugs? But there is. You know that as Christians, sometimes when you have a headache, or okay, let's say you have a headache, some of us can testify. They'll say, use paracetamol. And immediately you use paracetamol. The thing has not gone down, right? Somebody else might ask you, how do you feel? Say, I feel okay. It has not started working. But we just have this psyche that it will work. If we can put so much confidence in physical drugs, how much more the word of God? Hebrews 4 verse 12. Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. What does it do? It pierces to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. To the bone and joints everywhere. What does it do? Discerning the thoughts and intents of man. That is the potency of the word of God. That's what we call the real gbogbo nishe. Because it goes into the dividing. No drug goes into your bone and marrow. To the intents of, to the hearts of man. To discern what you are thinking of. No drug does that. But it is so, it's so sad how we Christians have what it takes. Yet we allow ourselves to be trampled upon by the devil. This year, you will have no cause to sow seed or to build houses over drugs. If you know what I mean. Some people, their lives practically live on, they practically live on drugs. They practically live on because of ill health. If there's anyone here suffering from any form of ill health, tonight you are settled. I said tonight you are settled. Tonight you are settled. Brethren, the word of God is real. More real than physical drugs. If only we can stand up and use that word to create your health. Create your health. You know something? The truth of the matter is, the Bible says, we should not be ignorant of the devices of the devil. That means sickness is a device of the devil. When it comes, put the word of God into action and say, Folakemi, don't be ignorant of the device of the devil. Sickness is a device of the devil. Failure is a device of the devil. Breakup is a device of the devil. Divorce is a device of the devil. Business not going well is a device of the devil. Any evil thing you can think of. If the Bible has said we should not be ignorant of the devil, then it means that every time you are faced with such, remind yourself with the word of God. Hallelujah. And once you can do that, you'll get your inheritance. Bible says the just shall live by faith. That means the just can die by fear. Yes. The just shall live by faith. The just can die by fear. If you can have that mentality and say, look, in Galatians chapter 3 verse 13, it says, for Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Sickness is a curse of the law. This one, it says, some people are nursing terminal ailments. As Christians, this year, whoever, anybody associated or related to you, tell them, no, you are settled. I have settled it. Jesus settled it all. And I know tonight you will receive your settlement. I said tonight you will receive your settlement in the mighty name of Jesus. God is giving you a fresh encounter from tonight. Number two, what was the, how can you benefit from the word of God? The word of God is a transmitter of the Spirit. In John chapter 6, verse 63, I'm going to be fast from now. John 6, chapter 63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth the flesh, profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you are spirit and they are life. The word of God is a transmitter of the Spirit. When you carry the word of God, the more God of God's word you have inside of you is the Spirit of God that is flowing in through you. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2 says, and the Spirit entered into me when he spake. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake. That means the word of God brings the Spirit. The word of God brings the Spirit. If you desire to be led by the Spirit this year, 2020, dwell more on the word of God. Apostle Paul says, and let this word dwell in you richly, not scantily, richly. Say it in English. Abundance, abundance. Yeah. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Stop all this one verse in a day because I'm busy. Forgetting that it is the God that sustained you. He's the one, if you can, you know something? People cry that they don't hear God. If you can't hear God, you can read God. That's what you don't, let me use an illustration. If you see a young guy, I don't know how they toast now, but you can either say it or you write it. Abi, it is still, if Pastor Samuel said WhatsApp, even if it is still WhatsApp, that is still his word. He's still writing it. So if as a guy, you don't know how to toast, you can either say it and say, excuse me, lady, I love you. That's one way. Or you write it. Lillian, I love you. You pass it. Whether you said it or you wrote it, it is still your word. Yes or no? What am I trying to say? The word of God. Some people claim I don't hear God. I don't hear God. How come only some people hear God? You have the ability to hear God. All you need to do is, have you made out time? If you can't hear him like that and he calls your name physically like that, read his word. His word, it is a transmitter. The word transmits his spirit. Once you read this word, you will hear him. You will hear him. Somebody said, I don't know when God is speaking. You will know. It transmits. It is the word of God that transmits his spirit. And I know from tonight, you will enjoy God more in the name of Jesus. You will enjoy God more in the name of Jesus. You can't carry God's spirit and die prematurely. No. You can't carry his spirit and move into the wrong business. No. Carry his word this year more than last year and the Lord will settle you. Quickly, number three, the word of God is a channel for the voice of God to lead you. The word of God is a channel for the voice of God to lead you. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 to 23, we are going to be reading Proverbs 6, 20 to 23. Proverbs 6, my son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. That's the word of God. The word of God leads you. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. That's the word. Brethren, if for nothing, for this particular verse, get it. I listened to the story. I mean, so it's a real, they were interviewing a woman. She's a pastor's wife. So I was listening to her conversation. They asked her, how did you meet your husband? And this woman said, she was in a long relationship for about 6 years. And then something kept telling her, this is not the right relationship. The guy was everything, right? He was okay, was a medical doctor, doing well, but she just felt something was wrong after 6 years. So she was afraid to break it off. I said, 6 years of my life being wasted. But she summoned up courage one day and broke it. No, the guy actually broke it up himself to confirm that it was God speaking through her. Said, look, I'm not doing it again. And then that was it. She was heartbroken. But she said she buried herself in the word of God. She kept studying and studying and studying. I said, Lord, if you ask me to break that up, give me the person. She said, as she was reading, she came across a particular scripture that she was studying about David in the Bible. And then she read that David was the last son of Jesse. That Jesse had about 7, and then David was the last. So she said she read that verse and kept reading and kept reading and kept reading. She didn't understand why she kept reading. And then she asked God, she said, Lord, I don't know why I just keep reading this place. Every time she opened the Bible, she would just read that. God, give me better understanding. All of a sudden, her pastor then walked in. I think she said she wanted to go and pick something from the pastor's house or something. I can't remember. So she went to the pastor's house. The pastor then, the pastor just walked by beside her and said, okay, you do this. And then he left. She said, excuse me, sir, sorry. She said the minute the pastor walked in, she heard that thing. She said, said he was not the kind of guy at all. Because the pastor was according to her, was a rough guy. The person he dated before was a smooth guy. So he said, and I said, God. Okay, to confirm it, she said he asked the pastor. Because the pastor's name was not David. Sir, what's your second name? He said, the guy said it's David. How many people are in your family? He said, seven. What's your position? He said, it's last born. She said, so for her, that was it. So the pastor was curious. Why all the questions? And then, walked away. Because the pastor too did not think in that direction towards her. She started praying and prayed. Before you know, long story made short, they jam. And they are married. Happily married. What am I trying to say? She got settled via the word of God. If it were for her human thinking, she said, looking at that pastor, he doesn't look like it. But the word fetched him out. And when the word fetches it out for you, you can never be wrong. If the word fetches out your spouse, you can't be wrong. If the word fetches out your location, you can't be wrong. Brethren, let the word settle you. Tap your neighbor, let the word settle you. Nearness to the word of God is distance from sin. Nearness to the word of God is distance from this. The Bible keeps you away from sin, and sin keeps you away from the Bible. So if you need God to speak to you more than ever before this year, stay away from sin or stay closer to the word. Number four, continuous obedience of the word settles you. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Observe to do what? Obey what is there, day and night. Obedience to the word to get your benefits. Don't obey the word of God in 1 month and expect 1 year benefits. No. He says, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. The previous one. Let's go to the initial here. That shall not depart out of my mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and observe to do all you have meditated day and night. Observe to do all. That is when you can get good success. That you obeyed the Bible in January and you disobeyed in February does not give you license for settlement. Obedience has to be continuous. Continuous obedience. You obeyed him this morning. Have you obeyed him tomorrow? Did you obey him yesterday? Continuous obedience. James chapter 1 verse 25 says, for whosoever looketh into the law of liberty, whosoever looketh into the law of liberty, the perfect law of liberty, and continueth daring, that means not non-stop, continueth daring, he not being a forgetful what? Hearer, but a doer. This man shall do what? Shall be blessed in his days. That is, this man shall be settled. This man shall be settled. If looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth daring, the word says this. Not I used to do the word. Are you still doing the word? Your continuous obedience gives you your settlement. Brethren, I pray that you will be settled forever in the name of Jesus. But like I said, instructions precedes blessings. Instructions precedes blessings. You cannot be settled if you have not taken the instructions. You cannot be settled if you have not obeyed the instruction. I'm not going to read, but quickly, in 1 Kings chapter 13, there's a story of a prophet. There was something that this prophet did. There was a man called Jeroboam. He wanted to try God. And so God showed him via the prophets, God's servant. And I'm not going to paraphrase because of my time. God used this servant of God to punish Jeroboam. What did he do to Jeroboam? He made his hand to wither, and it came to pass, if you read for the head, saying from the altar, lay hold on him and his hands, which he put quickly, media, fought against him, dried up. He could not pull it down. A whole king. Why? Because he did what was wrong. God used that servant of God. So if God can use that God servant to do such a mighty thing like that, you can imagine how powerful that God servant is. He spoke the word of God, and immediately a whole king's hand dried up. But you know something? God healed him again. And something happened. The king offered to host him. I said, for this miracle or for this mighty thing that you have done, it's massive. Come to my house or come to my palace. Let me host you. Let me treat you well. As a prophet should be treated. The man said something. He said, no, don't do this. The word of God has told me this, that I should not. Please let us go to the, let us quickly read so that I'll be, so that we can understand better. 1 Kings chapter 13. All right. Let's read verse 1 Kings 13 and let's quickly go. And verse 9. For so it was charged me in the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. So he went another way and returned not by that way he came to Bethel. He said the word of God has told him to do something, and he's not going to disobey, right? But if you read further in verse 20, and it came to pass, as he sat at the table, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. No, sorry. Okay, let's move to verse 11 before then. Verse 11. Now there dwelt an old prophet. Somebody say old prophet. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel. And his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. Can you imagine? The man of God did something. And another old, Bible says an old prophet. His sons came to tell him what that prophet had done. And that old prophet ran after this real prophet. He heard. No, ran after him and said, come to my house. Let me give you a treat. The man told him the same thing what he told the king. And told him that, look, God had given me a word that I must not do this and I must not do that. But something amazing that kept me thinking that I wish I can meet this man of God and ask him, what entered you? Look at it. He said in if you read further down, he said, and their father said unto them, what? Verse 13. And he said unto his son, saddle me the ass. Let's go to verse 15. Then he said, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, that I may not return with thee, nor go in, neither will I eat. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water. He said unto him, verse 18, I am a prophet also as thou art. That's where I'm going. I am a prophet as thou art. And an angel spake unto me. That's where I'm going. And an angel spake unto me. You know something? What I'm trying to bring out is, this old prophet is an old and expired prophet. God did not speak to him. But God spoke to that younger prophet, the word of God. Brethren, whatever God speaks to you is more important than what any other person says. Christians, let's move up and stop jumping from one program to another. Many people love going from one mountain to another. What one prophet said there, what we are enjoying upon this mountain is more than enough to feed us and feed us well. Get tapes. Get CDs. Dwell on the word. The word here is undiluted word of God. What I'm trying to bring out is, this prophet of God, as great as what he did before the king Jeroboam, God used him greatly. But because he did not allow the word of God, he believed in what, if you read that old, he said, that old prophet said, you said, God said, right? But an angel of the Lord spoke to me that you should come. Which one is greater? God's word or the angel's word? And he could not discern that God supersedes angel. He believed what the angel of God spoke through that expired prophet. Followed him to his house. Sat down, ate. Having ate, God dealt with him. God now spoke, through the expired prophet and said, because you have disobeyed me, you will die. And he was torn apart in pieces. What am I trying to say? Gather the word yourself. Dwell on the word. Let the word build you. Get your settlement and don't be bamboozled. Don't be taken away from one program to the other. Many people love quick. You are wearing blue. Yes. There's an enemy in your father's house. Who does not have an enemy in his father's house? He said, no, your mother is the enemy from your mother's lineage. Who does not have enemy in your mother's lineage? And it's so painful that so many gullible Christians, so many are gullible. May you not be gullible this year. For you not to be gullible, settle on the word. The word is so real. When you see a fake prophet, if you are the type that dwells richly in the word, you will know. Something will tell you, there's something wrong somewhere. Tell your neighbor, build up yourself. Build up yourself. My time is fast spent. I can't go on. But quickly, number five. The word of God is the corner, is the carrier of his power to empower you. The word of God is the carrier of his power to empower you. The carrier of his power to empower you. A wordless Christian is a powerless Christian. The word of God carries his power. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power. If you are wordless, you are powerless. As Christian, you need power. You need power. Tell everybody, you need power. You need the word of God to carry power this year. You need the word of God to carry power this year. You know, I came across a very, I've been reading Luke 10, 19, you know, but I had a different understanding about Luke 10, 19. Luke 10, 19 is, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and not by anything to hurt you. But Dr. Pastor Paul Enetche gave it a different meaning. Ever since I got that meaning, he gave me an unusual boldness. What was he interpreted is, please still put it on the screen. Luke 10, 19. He said, his own version, he said his own understanding was, pursue the devil, break his head, destroy his works, and proceed without any consequences. Ever since I got that, I said, pursue the devil. What has, please take it to the earlier part. What has, behold, I give unto you power to tread, has to do with pursue the devil. If somebody has given you power, the person giving you power has dethroned every other illegal power carrier, yes or no? He has dethroned you. So if God has given you power, that truly means pursue the devil. That means let him go away. Pursue the devil. Break his head. Destroy his works. And proceed without any consequences. That means you can carry that power. Many of us, we are too witchy. No. He's a witch. No. I don't want to mingle. One of the very powerful ways to show that you carry power, you don't wait for the enemy to come. You go to the enemy's camp and roar. Let them know you carry that power, that you are still there. Hallelujah. That's it. And for somebody tonight, the enemy will know that you carry that power from tonight. The Lord is settling you all around in the mighty name of Jesus. Stop moving from one place to one place. Carry power. Ezekiel 37 verse 1. Or Ezekiel 37 throughout that place. God was telling Ezekiel, speak to this. Can these bones live again? Say, Oluwami, you know. He answered with wisdom. Oluwami, you know. Because actually, from his face, physically, they can't live. The bones were drier than dry. They were the driest thing ever. But yet, at his word, somebody say at his word. At his word, those bones became flesh. Not just flesh, they became mighty army. Everything dry in your life, via his word from tonight, begins to receive life in the name of Jesus. Every dry situation in your life receives life in the name of Jesus. Can we have all heads bowed and all eyes closed? Quickly, you are here tonight. You know that your life is empty of the word. You are not balanced in terms of his word. You know if he comes tonight, you're not going to make it. Quickly, can I see your hands up before we have our prayers? Can I see your hands up? You want to settle things with God. You know you are still struggling in one area. At the count of five, one, two. You need to still settle yourself with God. Three, you want to settle it. You are just asking, Lord, I'm not there yet. I need this power. I need to build myself up. Four, five. Quickly, can we stand up on our feet and begin to appreciate God tonight? Let's thank him. Let's worship him. Let's give him all the praise. Hallelujah. Are you thanking him? I want us to pray and say, Father, Thank you for your word tonight. Go ahead and begin to thank him tonight for the word. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for that word tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for your word tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father, grace for fresh hunger for your word. Give to me tonight. Go ahead and begin to pray. The grace for fresh hunger on your word. Fresh hunger for your word. Grace, Lord, fresh hunger. Fresh hunger for your word. The psalmist said, as the deer panted for the waters, so does my soul panted after you. Jesus, give me grace, Lord. More grace to hunger and thirst for your word. Daily, that I may be settled. That I may be settled, Lord. Fresh hunger for your word. The word that will settle me. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want us to pray and say, oh Lord, grant me revelation and insight via your word that will settle me supernaturally. Go ahead and begin to pray. Grant me grace. Grant me revelation. Grant me insight into your word that will settle me supernaturally. Grace, Lord, to know what to do at every point in time. Give me revelation. Great insight into your word. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You know, some people, it is not that they don't know, but they find it difficult to obey. I want us to pray and say, Father, grace to obey your word. Give me the grace. That prophet was destroyed. Not because he didn't know the word. He heard God directly, but because he yielded to an expired prophet, believed the angel's word more than the word of God. Grace to obey. From tonight, give me the grace to obey every word that proceeds from this altar. Go ahead and begin to pray. Fresh grace to obey your word. Grace to obey every word that proceeds from this altar. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Many of us are not praying. Go open your mouth. Grace to obey the word that comes from this altar. Grace to obey in the mighty name of Jesus. Grace to obey. Go ahead and begin to pray. Empower me supernaturally. Empower me for supernatural settlement in the mighty name of Jesus.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.